Welcome to the Collective Energy Circle call. Today's facilitator is Ahuva Natasha Taylor, an Essene minister. She's done a lot of sessions for us, and she runs energy while she does these sessions. And you're really going to feel uplifted this morning and also when you tune into her recording, if you're tuning in at a later time. She was ordained by Rabbi Gabriel Cousins, MD, of the Essene Order of Life. He has a rejuvenating center in Arizona, I believe. And today's session will help us clear whatever is keeping us from living our message so that we can take the next action steps to actually implement and manifest our message. Before we begin, I'd like to call in all of the angels of the divine dispensation for messengers. When this concept for these calls was conceived, it was shown in a vision, and this is eternal, that all of us that are here on the earth right now, showing up as messengers in our lives, whether we're artists or musicians, dancers, healers, energy transmitters, ministers, authors, filmmakers, or just being loving people in our families and our communities, just trying to be a decent person, which is a wonderful walk in itself. That's the most wonderful message. We are supported by a divine dispensation of a golden bowl. It symbolizes a golden bowl of divine substance of light rays and sacred fire love, showing up as beautiful, sparkly gifts, preciously wrapped, and that this would be sustained over time as we call it forth for one another. So let us always remember, as we call in our own supply, calling for our own abundance, as we all do, that we do it for all of the messengers and visionaries around the world that are here to make a difference and that are here to awaken humanity. And so we call now on the angels of the blue ray and the blue flame. The blue ray gives us strength and protection. And as we call forth those blue flames of Archangel Michael surrounding this call and everyone on the call, everyone participating, and all those around the world that we have gathered into our sacred circle that are messengers, especially those in countries that are far away, that don't feel they have much support, we just draw them into this beautiful blue flame circle of Archangel Michael. Taking a deep breath and really feeling the strength of those blue flames around us. And now we call in the violet ray of divine transformation and the violet flames of Saint Germain. The angels of violet flame bringing, blazing through us, beautiful transformation. Those flames of amethyst crystals blazing through us and just lifting from us anything that is ready to be released as those violet crystalline flames pass through us. We are suddenly lightened. We just even relax our hands and we just let go. Taking a deep breath, we let it all release into those violet fires. And now we call in the rose pink rays of Akasha to fill our hearts with that beautiful love, will, grace, lightness, the joy that always comes with the rose pink flames. Taking a deep breath and letting that those rose pink flames and that rose pink light settle into our lungs, showing up as the Holy Spirit within us. And now we call in the golden flames of divine illumination that come from the universal Christ mind and giving us that golden peace. that inner discernment and wisdom, so we always know the right thing to do at the right time. And we call on the green flames of Archangel Raphael and Buddha, which give us that peace and balance and abundance in our lives. Taking a deep breath, finally, we call in the crystalline rays, feeling ourselves surrounded by a pillar of crystalline, dazzling white light, with thousands of white diamonds shining and flashing and reflecting all the lights, all the rays that we have absorbed now, sending them out into the world and knowing that we can revisit this at any time. This is ours. This was the gift and is the gift, the ongoing gift of grace to all of the messengers that are here. And so we are so blessed to have a messenger for the messengers, Ahuva, leading us today. Thank you, Ahuva.
Thank you, Reina. That was very, very sweet. And I'd like to invite each person that's listening to, in your mind or aloud, call in the energies that fit you, the energies that help you, the energies that strengthen you and help you on your journey here, for the good of us all. As was this morning, I was meditating on what it was I'd like to share with you. And if anyone's listened to me before, what I do is clearing and then I do energetic work. Well, that's basically what I do. I would like to just speak about it, though, today in a way that I don't normally do. And that is to have you go through a guided visualization within your own consciousness about what it might take for you to be more God-centered every day and each moment. I know you've worked on many different ways. You've come up with your own ideas. You've practiced things from the ancients, from other practitioners, and you have felt revelry. You have felt great insights, epitomes, and ecstatic feelings. And sometimes you're carrying that through the day. You may have taken mindfulness meditation and learned how to focus back on your breath and be present in each moment more and more each day. Those are all things that we can do to help us on our journey of enlightenment. And enlightenment is basically just unfolding that which we came here to be. It's not something that working towards that you can't have here. Enlightenment is seeing through the veils. And as you know, you are an infinite being. And you can clearly see and feel that our collective understanding and the enslaving or encumbering ways of thinking that we have are truly pretty dysfunctional. And they're certainly falling apart more and more every day. Anyway, we can see that happening more and more every day. But I think it's also happening. There's a quickening going on that each one of you are aware of, and you're probably writing about in your own way, singing about, dancing about, painting about, whatever creative media you use. This critical mass is being reached, and people like yourself are becoming more and more aware to be able to see through the collective lies, the entanglements, the limiting and controlling belief systems that we've created here and throughout human existence. This matrix of emotions and thought forms are mere phenomena that we perpetually make up in our minds. And then, because we're a fear-based group of people, we make them real and concrete. Also, concretization of thoughts and emotions happen when we judge, or when we decide that our thoughts are right, or more right than someone else's, but that our thoughts are very important. And they're very significant, and they're sacred. We make our ideas even more solid by creating form and structure around them, like rules, institutions. That which we hold true and real is ultimately only phenomena. That's an observational experience or occurrence. That's a mere perception and definition of something that's occurring. This matrix of phenomena is an illusion. It holds each of us in a fearful servitude and abeyance. Abeyance meaning we're being held back. The structure of that matrix is fundamentally power over and control system to limit and keep humanity in check. In check and in servitude to a self-selected, perceived higher order that we have created, we believe in, and trust, or any way we used to. So, you know, we all have looked at different ways about how do we get out of this abeyance. What will it take to get out of the expectancy of living as an infinite being? What will it take to be vested and secured enough in our own minds to claim our right to be more consistently claiming and living, truly living as the infinite being that we are, the greatness that we are? At best, our ideas are metaphors to use until we can open to more expanded understanding. So what you're writing today, what I'm saying right now, is my metaphor in the moment for what I'm perceiving. And I need to let go of it so something bigger and greater and better and more expansive can come in. All of them have their truths in the moment, and then we need to move on. So what's the little guided meditation I'd like to go into today? Just historically, about 6,000 years ago, 577 1 years ago, I believe it was, some light beings took form on planet, and they were called by us Adam and Eve, the founders of the Judaic or the Hebraic tradition. And Adam and Eve thought that they could come here and their light bodies could come into the physical form and go out of the physical form at will. That's what they were expecting. But of course there was a consciousness glitch, and we've been dealing with that consciousness glitch ever since. You know, the people in other parts of the planet, like the Tibetans and other old traditions, have their own lineage of beings that came to this planet, and they all have found ways to get back to the original light body being that they were through meditation or certain kinds of dietary practices, yogas, tai chi, whatever. All the things that bring us more into harmony with all of who we are, our body, our mind, and our spirit. So that being said, I just want to remind you that all of those things are not going to give us liberation. They're not going to give us the enlightenment that we want. They will guide us, they will support us, and they will help us. That kind of liberation can come in a moment, and we never know really why it came, perhaps. It's a God-given or cosmic-given phenomena. And we just have to be prepared for it when it happens. And I'm making that big because, like yourself, I've been a seeker for many, many, many years, looking for the way, looking for the methods, the techniques, looking for how can I have peace every time I see something horrible or something that I call horrible. How can I feel happy? How can I truly feel gratitude? Okay? One of the things is to really look at the parts of you that take you back into the fear-based thoughts. Now, it's going to be different for each one of you. So if you would just close your eyes and take a deep breath. And, you know, this deep breath stuff is something you have to do for about 3 to 5 minutes to really work. Because what you're doing when you do deep diaphragmatical breathing is that you're actually attenuating the energy of the vagus nerve. And what that will do is shut down the sympathetic nervous system, the one that keeps us in constant stress, and take us into the parasympathetic. I may not have 3 to 5 minutes to let you breathe, but just know that that's, you know, doing 2 or 3 breaths isn't it. That'll calm you and have your mind slow down a bit, but really do longer periods of deep diaphragmatic breathing and really go into the parasympathetic mode. Okay, so as you take a breath in and out, and your mind slows down, then you may feel more relaxed. You may even feel a little floaty feeling. Get back in your body. Breathe deeply into your body. This is about being in the body. That's what you chose to do this time. Let go. And remember coming here. If you don't remember, make it up. We came here in these very, very subtle bodies, in this stream of consciousness that probably brought some little pieces of energetic information that we now call karma or past life memories. Anyway, so all of that came in, and we coalesced into a egg and zygote, or rather a zygote, the egg and sperm meeting. And as that developed, we were there in concert with it in our light bodies. And it grew, and it grew. And as we grew in our mother's womb, we felt her energy, we felt her emotions, we felt her reactions. Didn't know what they were, but we felt them. Our nervous system recorded them. Our whole energy system recorded them. And then we were born. How traumatic, going from that warm, all supportive environment into this probably cold ER room, or not ER, but operating suite, where people were all excited and there were bright lights and da-da-da, what's going on? And maybe a slap on the little rear to make you cry. Whoa, what a traumatic experience. Then as you developed, you started moving your hands and looking at them and looking at others, not knowing what you were seeing, not having cognitions about it, because you weren't cognating yet, but you were still getting impressions. You were still getting imprinting in your nervous system. All of that, plus whatever you clutter you brought in with your stream of consciousness, has created your personality. And this whole clearing stuff is about, how can we break up that energy? How can we calm ourselves so we don't have to believe it? Because, you know, it really is an illusion. It really is something that we perceived. It was a phenomena, and then we created stories about it. Our families and our schools have created stories about it, and they told us what was true, and we believe some and not others. And we've created what we call a personality. And I'm trying not to use the word ego, because in psychology and in Tibetan Buddhism, the ego has really got a different definition. So I'm just going to call it personality, our identity. So we've created this identity about who we think we are. And along with that comes a whole myriad of feelings. And like we're this walking organic antenna that picks up the feelings and the emotions of all of us around us for hundreds of miles, not just the person next to you, not just that person you ride down the street and you feel this energy coming and all of a sudden you see somebody driving by you staring at you with a glare. I'm sure you've had that experience. That's real in the face. Yes, I do get energy from other people. You also are picking up the thoughts and feelings and emotions of the planet. And the more sensitive you are, the farther out you can feel it from other people. So we aren't what we think we are. So how do we deal with that? Well, one is believing and knowing that you aren't that. You are not that, and neither are they. So as a collective, we've decided that's who we are. So how do we get out of that? Okay, so imagine yourself coming in and going through all that. You're born, you're created a life, you've created who you are, you know what your little, you know your buttons, you know the things that get you down, you know them. You know the phenomena that makes them stronger. You know the kind of thoughts, feelings, and emotions that come up. You even know the kinds of events that will bring it up. So if you could just really get into the understanding, whether you already have it or not. I'm going to talk to you like you don't know anything, okay? Instead of, I'm probably talking to a whole bunch of sophisticated people, but I know that we have to lay that sophistication down and really be back in the beginning. We are not that. We are that, but we're not that. And we have attributes, and we have values, and we have wonderful ways of being that we are also, not just that scared stuff or that angry stuff. And we are a soul, for lack of good terms. I don't know what that is, the stream of consciousness, our little emanation from the great cosmos, and our connection to all that is. That is us. But we've come here, and now that we're in form, we're also the whole ball of wax. Just stop judging it. Back to what Susan was saying earlier in a conversation before we started this call, the speaker that came to their New Life Center last night said, or in the past had talked about, this is just what is. This is just what is. What is? Okay? There's thought forms, there's emotions. We've come into physical, organic form. And we're all the whole ball of wax. Okay, so now I'm left with something like 5 minutes. If you ever have any hesitancy or a smidgen of resistance, please cancel and clear the energy, of any kind of limiting beliefs or self-doubts or a sense of unworthiness about the fact that you are a magnificent, infinite being, and that it's important that you honor the physical form and not take it serious. At the same time, take it serious so you can be careful and be doing all the things that you need to do to be prepared to receive the grace of a total kind of liberation that we came here to experience. You may have seen the word Yahweh or heard about Yahweh. Yahweh actually was the mantra of liberation that was given to Moses 3,400 years ago. That mantra of it's Yod-Heh-Wah-Heh, that which was is and will be. That which was is and will be. If you say that mantra, it can take you beyond time and space into the non-dual experience of God's oneness. If you feel any hesitancy that you don't deserve that or that can't really happen, let's just cancel clear that right now. Okay, truth. I forgive myself for doubting and judging myself. I'm willing to let go of and destroy and uncreate fear, doubt, little new patterns that are holding me back and plugging me into the matrix of phenomena, the illusory beliefs that we've created on this planet. Right, wrong, good, bad, pop, pot, all nine shorts, poison me on. Can I place your hands on your heart and really allow the flames that Sister Raina brought in the beginning, particularly the all-consuming violet flame, to just surround you and clear whatever residue is in your energy system that might keep you from receiving all that is, your own connection with all there is. Visualize and imagine and feel the feeling of having gratitude and appreciation for yourself, for what's already true. that you are an infinite being, you are holy, you are worthy, you are whole. You are one within, and you are one with the cosmos, with God as you understand. I am worthy, I am whole, and holy. I am one within, and one with the cosmos, with God as I understand. I allow inner joy, abundance, and my dreams to come fruition. I allow life come to me with ease. And how does it become easy? Stop judging. Relax into what is, and stop judging. Move through and know that you are safe and loved by all that is. I allow community support to come easily to me from my skills as a writer, as an artist, as a creator. And I know that I put effort in, and my effort is actually enjoyable. And I just allow that effort to be enjoyable. My expression of my sacred gift, my soul gift, my bodhisattva gift. I have allowance for myself. In other words, whatever I do, I just do, and I'll let go of it and laugh and move on. I have gratitude for myself and all of life. I will become what I already am. I am willing to become what I already am. I am willing to become what I already am. Yodhe wahe. That which was, is, and will be. I will become what I already am. What I already am. What I already am. Yahweh or Yod-Heh-Wah-Heh is the vibration of the name of God as you understand in your DNA. Repeat that sound. Let it resonate in your brain, in your ears. Let it resonate in your body. Let it become a magnet for the cosmic light, which enhances and accelerates and activates the inner light. Yahweh. Yod-Heh-Wah-Heh. 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 I end this with my love, your love, our love, our joint love and inner peace and calm are desperately wanted by this planet. The message that comes from you from that place is desperately wanted by this planet. Not just needed, it's wanted. So whatever way you can, in every breath you take, be you. The greatness of you. Shalom.